USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump headed to the G20 summit in Argentina. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An update now on the Camp Fire in California. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
In Chico, California, I'm Wendy King.
Changing gears now and looking ahead to the SEC game at Atlanta, Georgia.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's gonna win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart, yeah, he's gonna do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is gonna be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best will win.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
Two economic reports released. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the highlights from Washington, D.C.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits during Thanksgiving week rose to the highest level in 6 months. At 234,000 in total, it was up by 10,000 from the week before. But analysts say the spike is probably stemming from the holiday falling on an earlier date than usual. A report released by the Commerce Department finds consumers boosted their spending in October at the fastest pace in 7 months. Consumer spending rising a sharp 0.6%. The Commerce Department saying it's the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and it was 3 times faster than the 0.2% September performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who's been with the Green Party since 2016, reportedly considering running for president in 2020. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Jesse Ventura is considering a run against President Trump in the 2020 election. The Body, as he was nicknamed during his wrestling days, also believes he would beat President Trump. Ventura tells TMZ when we can expect an answer.
I'll go to Mexico now and for a couple months coming up, and that's where I'll make the ultimate decision when I get down there and clear my head out of whether to do it or not. But there's a lot of factors that will come into play. See, I don't want to run and elect Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.